The Minister for Youth and Sports, Elvis Efriye Ankra, says players of the Black Stars are well motivated and psyched up for this afternoon's encounter with the Chipolopolo of Zambia. He said nothing can stop the Stars from qualifying for their third consecutive World Cup appearance next year. He also denies accusations of maltreatment leveled against Ghana by the Zambians. Mr. Efriye Ankra spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
We are all set. The players are all psyched up. The technical team, everything is set. They're very well prepared. And as I keep saying, we are on a mission. The mission is to go to Brazil 2014, and nobody is going to stop us, not even Zambia.
What special arrangement or motivation is there for the players?
They are very well motivated. I've been with them since Wednesday. Other government officials are coming. The president is sending the chief of staff and other government officials. They are landing in the next hour or so. And of course, they are playing bonuses and all that. That is something that we do standard.
Yeah, Mr. Efriye Ankra, the Zambians have leveled some allegations against Ghana for maltreating them. First, they were denied permission to land at the Kumasi airport, and also they couldn't train on the pitch at the Kumasi Sports Stadium. What response do you have to these allegations?
Absolutely not. I think that our opponents are not being fair to us. There are rules that govern these situations. First of all, we all know that the Kumasi airport is under rehabilitation, and therefore certain types of aircraft are not allowed to land there. And in any case, international flights do not land in Kumasi. These are international civil aviation rules that are global. It's not a Ghana rule. And so they needed to land in Accra. And then the time they said they will land, they did not land. And then by FIFA rules, everybody was given a time to train. They were given a time to train 4 p.m. They did not arrive at 4 p.m. and they came almost at 7, and the floodlights were off. And when the floodlights are put off, it takes about 3 hours for the lights to come back on. This morning, we offered that they should come and train, and the time they were supposed to come, they didn't come. And the next thing we hear, they were at the Bajo Stadium on KNUSC campus training. So it's not true that they were refused entry. Yesterday, they did not come at the time that they were due to come. And then today, they didn't come at the time they were supposed to come. And they themselves went to Bajo to train. So it's not true that they were trained at a car park. They are training at Bajo Stadium. And that's a stadium that national teams have trained on before. But they themselves did not keep to the time and the rules that we all agreed to abide by.
Right. Finally, before I let you go, what message do you have for football-loving fans of Ghana?
We should all keep our fingers crossed. We should pray for the Stars. We should give them maximum support. Those who can be at the stadium, they should be there. In Kumasi, we've created a viewing center at the Prempeh Assembly Hall, the Jubilee Park, so that those who do not get tickets, because there's a mad rush for tickets, can go there. We've put a huge LED screen there, so it will just be as if you are at the stadium. They can go and watch. And let's all give them maximum support. And we are sure that the God who started with us and is taking us to Brazil will see us through today, and we shall be victorious.
You heard the Minister of Youth and Sports, Elvis Efriye Ankra, talking to Bubu Klinogo. We now go over to our correspondent at Babayara Sports Stadium in Kumasi, Benjamin Willie Graham, for an update. Hello, Benjamin. Benjamin Willie Graham.
Hello, Mikey, I can hear you.
Very good. And today is the day. This is a very important match for Ghana. So what's the atmosphere like in Kumasi?
Well, the atmosphere is very charged, I must say, because everybody is thinking of waiting for the game to start.
And
what the Black Stars are going to do for us, because that.
And Willie, Benjamin.
Hello.
Benjamin. Hello, Benjamin. Very good. Our boys, how are they? How is striker Asamoah Gyan? Is he okay? Benjamin, Benjamin, could you reposition yourself? Reposition yourself. We are not getting you clearly.
Okay, what I'm saying is that Asamoah Gyan is ready for us. He's been cleared by the doctors, and so we are going to have him start today's game.
Okay, and the Zambians, they had some problems landing in Ghana. Are they okay now?
Well, they created their own problem, and definitely that is not the doing of the ISO. So what the Ghana Football Association, the Ministry of Youth and Sport, did for them was enough for them to have known that we were ready for them. But obviously, they also have their own issues. And so they're not coming to train, and they're not getting the necessary assistance that they deserve. It's not a dream of the SA, it's not a dream of any of them. And so every community is actually patiently waiting for them for this afternoon's encounter. And as you can hear in the background, the fans are already in the stadium, chanting, and of course, blowing their vuvuzelas for this afternoon's encounter.
Yes, the fans are in the stadium. Is the place filled to capacity?
Messi, I'm going to say this. Indeed, the stadium is going to be close to capacity by 2 p.m. I can assure you that, because as of yesterday, all the tickets were sold out. As of yesterday, the tickets were sold out. And so by 2 p.m., we should definitely expect to have everybody at the stadium. But as I speak to you, a lot of people are now checking into the stadium for this game.
And our lineup is Asamoah Gyan our only striker. Is Kevin in there?
Okay, now this is the issue. Fatal Dada is going to start for us. We're going to have Daniel Opaio, Harrison Afo, John Boy, and then Jonathan Milton. We're also going to have Koja Samoa, Rabi Mohammed, Bede Ayu, and Mubarak Wakasu. Majid Warris and Asamoah Gyan will be starting for Ghana.
Thank you, Benjamin, for talking to us. Well, Radio Ghana hit the streets of Accra to gauge the mood of some fans.
So far as Black Stars Zambia, the match is concerned, it's our expectation that the Black Stars should win the game this evening. But then, well, at the end of it all, it's the turf that will decide, because Zambia is also an equally good team. So we are praying to God that no matter the situation, the Black Stars of Ghana should win.
Ghana will come home with a win, not a draw, but a win. At least 2-1 will do.
Today's match, I think Ghana is going to win, but it seems it's not going to be an easy match, but truly we're going to win by 4 goals to nil. Asamoah Gyan, Dede Ayu, I think Kelvin is not playing today because he had an injury. Oh, okay. Wakasu was called, and Asamoah Gyan 2 goals, so that's all.
Ghana is winning, definitely. 2-0. Asamoah Gyan, Wakasu, those two.
I'm a bit nervous because Zambia, I'm really scared of their keeper. He's very full in the pole and very good as well, but so far the returnees, I know Dede, Kelvin, they give all out to Ghana. I don't know about ACN. He hasn't really been playing like he plays outside anytime he plays for Ghana, but I'm expecting to see a change in his return. Asamoah, in spite of his mistakes, he's the only player who really gives his all to Ghana when he's playing. I'm expecting a good teamwork, and I expect a win. No predictions, but no matter what, I expect a win.
Well, you heard the opinion on the streets of Accra.